G'day, Kieran. I think I said the King's Stand. It'd be nice if you could win the King's Stand with Dubious. That'd make him quite a very valuable colt indeed. But if you can win the Kingsford Smith on Saturday, you'd be happy with that as well. How are you, mate?
Great, great, Michael. Yeah, one step at a time. We'll go with the Kingsford Smith to start with.
Gee, he must be a tough two-year-old from what we've seen already, where he's been able to compete and race. When did this first come on your radar to try and take on the older horses?
Well, when he won his last start, really. He was very good, at the first race of the season in the Breeders', Stakes, and he's, he was good at the Magic Millions. He was... very good leading into the slipper, and then just struck a wet track and didn't really handle that. So we've just been sort of dodging wet tracks from then on. And he got a dry surface up here in the Champagne and was very good in that. And he was he's a Group 2 winner in Queensland. So the sires up here is a Group 2, so it doesn't really build his CV much if he did win that. But if he, placed or won in the Group 1, it could really build his CV, that's what the trying to create a stallion's all about. And he's by a hot stallion. He's, he's got a good pedigree. So, and he's a good two-year-old. So, and I thought, he's pretty seasoned for a two-year-old. You touched on it. He's been in work a while and he's had a little bit of racing. So it is a tough task, but, they do get, they're right down in the weights of that 48 kilos, and we thought it's worth a roll at the stumps.
Well, it's been a long time since we've seen a two-year-old win up against the older horses in a race of that calibre. I think back in the day here, we saw Clever Zoe go close in a Lightning, but you've probably got a bit of a handle on the good sprinters, the older sprinters and the two-year-old. Do you think, on ability-wise, he's far away from them?
At that weight, he's 48 kilos, when they're taking on horses carrying, 59 and 57, it's a big difference. And like I said, I wouldn't take it lightly, but I just think this horse he's got such a great attitude. He's a very sort of seasoned racehorse, even though he's a two-year-old. He's quite strong and is very tractable. So, I think he's definitely worth a shot at the stumps. And I think the opposition, I think he's in the market. So he's therefore a reasonable chance. And just the way his prep's gone, he hadn't raced for 7 weeks. He won the Champagne, and then he's taken a nice bit of benefit out of that, and he's really come on over the last couple of weeks. He had a good gallop in between races at the Gold Coast on Saturday, and that'll put him pretty right. He'll do another little piece of work on Thursday, and that'll put him pretty right. So if he can draw a gate, I'd say he's definitely in for the chance.
Well, he's $15 at the moment, as he said, and with all due respect to his opposition, who are quality gallopers, it's not the strongest Group 1 sprinting field we've seen, which we've been discussing recently, because there's probably not that huge depth in our Group 1 sprinting ranks.
Yeah, well, there's certainly Santa Ana Lane and Osborne Bulls has been very unlucky, but I don't think he's there, so... there is an opening there, and as I said, he's been 7 weeks in between runs and has definitely come on from his run the other day. So
huge opportunity for Nikita Berryman as well. How did her getting the ride come about?
Well, when you get down to those weights of 48, there's only a very select few that can actually do it or want to do it. And Nikita's... she won on Bams on Fire the other day for the stable, and then before that she won on Nantali, and she did win my first Group 1 with Tears I Cry. So
yeah, that's right. Seems a long time ago now, doesn't it?
It does. So she said she's very enthusiastic, and she's been training and planning for it. I let her know quite early, and She said she had a bit there to lose, so she said she's going along very, very smoothly and everything's on track.
Well, we're going to have her in studio on Thursday, so we'll follow her progress here on Racing Pulse as well. And I had the slip of the tongue with the Dubious and a King Stand. That you had a horse head over there, Merchant Navy. He wasn't completely under your care, but do you think this horse is a three-year-old, a potential three-year-old that will continue to develop, and who knows what he could achieve?
Well, I think so. You know, like he's still up behind. He's still going to grow. You know, like he's, they have to take the necessary steps along the way and continue to improve. And you know, like a horse like Merchant Navy did, and probably you know win the good races as a 3-year-old to warrant taking him over there, but. You know, the Australian sprinters keep proving themselves time and time again over there.
Certainly do. Gee, Queensland's been a happy hunting ground for you. I think it was your third Group 1 on Saturday at Doomben in the Doomben Cup with Canedna. You've got a great affinity up north.
Yeah, I love Doomben. it's like a little Moonee Valley, you know, like you're very close to the action and, you know, it's a tighter track, a bit like Moonee Valley, and you know, we just seem to have great success there. You know, we seem to the team does a good job, and we seem to be able to target the right horse, and the results have been coming. So it's quite fulfilling.
When you got Canedna, did you envisage that she'd be able to win a couple of Group Ones in this campaign?
Well, credit to Darren and his team, they said I think they convinced the owners to, you know, I think he said it, the mare had furnished and she was worth training on and you know, they said target her towards the Doomben Cup and that would be the most likely easiest Group 1 for her, given her distance range and racing pattern and stuff like that. So that's what we did, but she was very good at the valley, and that sort of gave us the confidence to have a roll at the stumps on the way in the Coolmore Legacy, and that was a bit of a bonus, really. She chucked that winner on the way. So no, the team have done a good job, and Darren and his team also for having their foresight. So it was just a great result. You know, they're a great group of owners, that crew. They had a huge weekend, actually. They had Juno Powell ran second at Flemington, yeah, first up, and then they had Canedna, and then they had Shooter at Bendigo on Sunday. So they're all nice odds. So yeah, they had the full weekend.
Look out! You mentioned Darren Weir. Do you keep in contact with Darren? Do you send a message or vice versa after a Group 1 win like that?
I talked to him when I first was taking over the stables and getting to know all the horses. He was very good, and a lot of his staff have come on board, and a lot of his team have come across to the now our team in Ballarat. So, no, it's been pretty smooth, and Darren's been great.
You mentioned his team, none bigger than the impact that they've had on racing since of the changeover has been John Allen. His riding is just remarkable. What do you make of John since he's, I suppose, you've been working more closely with him in recent months, and his ability to ride in those big races and produce every time?
Yeah, well, Johnny Allen, God, he's just very hot, you know. He's very fit, his confidence is through the roof. You can see that, you know, like he just puts him in the right spots and makes the right decision, and he's very strong and very polished. And you know, I think before we got hold of the Ballarat stable, I think John Allen had, he'd ridden two Grand Annuals for me, so I held him in pretty high regard anyway, but we hadn't had a lot of success on the flat, and he certainly turned that around. So no, he works hard, and he's a great bloke to go with it. So full credit to him.
He is a remarkable story to be so good over both disciplines in racing. Just quickly on Kanedna before I'll let you go. She's now going to the Spelling Paddock, is she? And is the Cox Plate what you're looking at in the spring?
Well, we might actually. She's pulled up just remarkably well. She's almost. I reckon she's bounced out even better than she was going into the race. So, we might have a look at the. I think it's a PJ O'Shea. It's back at Doomben. Weight for age. I think it's 2200. So it's only 200 metres more, and that'll sort of. It's only Saturday week. So, that might give us a guide on whether we're sort of heading towards a Cox Plate or, I think a Caulfield Cup might be, could be within a reach. So 2200 might give us a better guide on that.
Well, Kieran, you're slaying them once again up there. Outside of Dubious on Saturday, is there another horse that we should be looking at from the stable?
We've got Lightning in My Veins up here. He was a good winner in Adelaide there last start, and he's up here in the Lord Mayor's Cup. He's in pretty good order, and when he hits form, he usually holds it, and good old galloper. We've got another couple there. We're just going to see how the nominations fall. Thunderclouds, he was a bit unlucky last start. He'd be sort of dual nominated in Sydney and Melbourne with Dr. Drill also, and Bands on Fire is nominated as well, she was a very good winner last start, and I think she should go right on with it.
Well, well done again, Kieran. Good luck with Dubious. Be a great story if the 2-year-old can claim the Group 1 on Saturday.
It would be. Thank you very much,
Kieran Martin.